Water allows the sand grains to flow together and intermingle and form more complex structures. In the same way, water acts like a cocktail mixer, allowing the atoms and molecules to come together and ultimately form the building blocks of life.
All that water was perfect for breeding life. Lots of it. It's estimated that since the emergence of Earth's first life form, 100 billion species have existed on the planet. Millions are alive right now. And that fact alone tells scientists a lot as they comb the cosmos for alien life.
If we look for life in the universe, we have to understand it will come in different shapes and sizes. And the same thing occurs here on Earth. Take this handful of dirt. It's not just dirt. There's a lot going on in here. There's an earthworm. Go in a little more, and there are these tiny little mites. Zoom in further, and there are these little creatures called protozoa. And smaller still, there's bacteria. Billions of them. So you see, there really are a lot of living things in a handful of dirt. And we should probably remember that if we ever go digging around on alien worlds.
Life isn't always something you can see with the naked eye. In these piles of dirt lie the secrets to our origins. And scientists are keeping that in perspective when they search for life in the cosmos.
You have to be looking for that bacterium first, because that's going to be far more common. If we don't find that, the chance of finding these tall, elegant, gray ET guys is going to be highly diminished.
So are there other Earths out there capable of supporting ET or even bacteria? We're closer than ever to finding the answers, because scientists have picked up the scent in this cosmic hunt. In the hunt for alien life, scientists are focusing their efforts on finding small, rocky planets like Earth. But searching for another Earth is like trying to find a needle in a million haystacks.